Have you seen the latest numbers on air travel?
I haven't, no.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
Oh, I bet.
In 2024, get this, 904 million passengers were screened by the TSA.
Wow.
That's a huge jump. Commercial aviation is growing so fast.
Yeah, it's incredible to see.
It really makes you think about the implications,
Yeah,
right?
definitely. And that kind of growth, while exciting, it brings a whole set of challenges that the industry has to figure out.
Exactly. Which is what we're diving into today.
We are. It's all about how extended reality,
The
XR,
shows are,
is
right?
changing the game in aviation.
It's interesting because it's not just a futuristic concept anymore, you
No,
know?
not at all.
It's actually being used to solve real problems right now.
Absolutely. Our sources are pointing to XR as a very practical tool to tackle some of the biggest issues the industry is facing.
And what are those biggest issues?
Well, two things really stand out. First, there's a real shortage of skilled workers, especially maintenance technicians.
Yeah, we've heard about that.
And second, the cost of training those technicians keeps going up.
So it's a double whammy. Not enough people, and it costs a fortune to train the ones they do find.
Yeah, this is a tricky situation.
It makes you wonder if the infrastructure can actually keep up with the demand for air travel. I mean, you need the people and the resources to keep all those planes flying safely.
You're absolutely right. These aren't just small issues. They're major challenges that could shape the future of the whole industry. And that means it affects all of us who fly,
Right.
If there aren't enough qualified technicians, it's easy to see how that could lead to delays, cancellations, you name it. It has a ripple effect.
No one wants that.
Definitely not.
So let's talk more about this XR solution. It still sounds a bit, I don't know, science fiction-y to some people.
I get that.
But from what we've seen, it's becoming a very real and practical tool in
It
aviation.
really is. And it's not about replacing human workers.
Right.
It's about giving them better tools, especially when it comes to training and boosting overall efficiency.
So it's like tech coming in and saying, hey, we can make things better, which is kind of exciting.
That's a great way to put it. And today, we're going to explore how XR is moving from those theoretical conversations to actually being used in the real world.
Sounds good.
We'll look at how it's modernizing training programs, how it's helping airlines save money, how it's improving safety.
Okay, so let's start with that skills gap among maintenance technicians. How serious of a problem is this?
It's a major issue. As the experienced technicians retire, it's really hard to find new people to take their place.
Right.
And it's not just about finding bodies, These jobs require very specialized knowledge, a deep understanding of these complex systems on the planes.
Plus, technology is changing so rapidly, right?
Exactly. The skill sets needed are evolving all the time.
Yeah.
So you need people who are not just knowledgeable, but also adaptable, able to learn new things quickly.
And then on top of that, there's the cost of training, which you mentioned earlier. We saw figures that were pretty eye-opening, from $8,000 all the way up to $80,000.
That's right. That's just for the initial training and certification.
It's a huge financial burden for everyone involved.
It is. Both for the individual technicians trying to get into the field and for the airlines who need to maintain a skilled workforce.
And it doesn't stop there, right?
No. They need regular recertifications to stay up to date on all the latest procedures and technology.
It's a constant expense.
Yes. A big part of the operational costs for the airlines.
And all of this is happening while the demands on the industry are only increasing.
You're right. Think about it. Airlines are dealing with aging fleets. They're adding new, more advanced planes.
So they need more technicians to keep up with all of that.
Exactly. So you've got this growing need for highly skilled workers. But the traditional training methods are really struggling to keep up.
Okay, so let's talk about those traditional methods. What are we talking about here?
Well, the classic image is those thick manuals,
Right.
lots of classroom lectures, and very limited hands-on experience.
So lots of theory, not enough practice.
Basically, you might get to work on a few physical mock-ups, but often they need to use actual planes for training.
Which is expensive and disruptive.
Very much so. And you can see how that leaves trainees feeling unprepared, unsure of themselves, when they actually have to work on a plane in a real situation.
It's a big gap between the classroom and the real world.
It is.
And this is where XR steps in, right?
Exactly.
How does it bridge that gap? What does XR training actually look like?
Well, imagine it like this. XR creates a digital world, but it's so realistic, so interactive.
Okay.
They use these incredibly detailed 3D models of aircraft down to the smallest parts.
Wow.
And with that, technicians can practice procedures, troubleshoot problems, even simulate complex repairs.
All virtually.
All virtually.
Yeah.
They can take things apart, put them back together, find faults, and follow instructions, all as if they were working on a real plane.
That's amazing. It sounds so much more effective than just reading a manual.
It really is.
Yeah.
And there's research to back that up. PwC did a study on XR training, and the findings were very positive.
What did they find?
Well, the people who trained in virtual reality, they felt much more connected to the material. They were more engaged.
That makes sense.
And get this, they were 40% more confident in their abilities after the XR training compared to people who did traditional classroom training.
40%, that's a huge difference.
It is.
Yeah.
And that confidence translates into better knowledge retention and better performance on the job.
Right. If you feel confident, you're going to do better.
Exactly.
Okay, but what about the cost? We've talked about how expensive training is. Does XR actually help save money?
Oh, absolutely. In several ways, actually. First of all, you don't need to take planes out of service for training as often.
So that saves airlines a lot of money.
A lot. No downtime, no lost revenue, and you also don't need to fly technicians to centralized training facilities as much.
So you save on travel costs?
Exactly. Hotels, flights, all of that. Plus, XR training can be done remotely, anytime, anywhere.
So it's more flexible, too.
Very much so. So, yeah, it's not just about a better learning experience. It's also a smarter financial investment.
And with training costs rising all the time, that return on investment is really important. Are there other ways that XR helps with that?
Oh, yeah. One of the big advantages is the ability to practice over and over again.
Okay.
Technicians can go through those complex procedures as many times as they need in the virtual world. No risk, no extra cost.
So it's like having unlimited practice sessions.
It is. And that repetition leads to better retention of information. They become more proficient at the tasks, and they perform better in real-life situations.
So it's a win-win. Better trained technicians and a more efficient operation.
Exactly.
But it's not just about individual training, right? Our sources highlighted how XR can actually promote collaboration across the entire industry.
That's a really interesting aspect. Think about it. XR provides a platform where airlines, MROs, even regulators can all work together with the tech developers.
Okay.
They can create standardized training solutions that everyone can use.
So you could have a training program that meets the needs of multiple airlines and also satisfies all the regulatory requirements.
Exactly. It streamlines everything, makes it more efficient, and ensures consistency across the board.
So instead of each airline reinventing the wheel, they're all working together, sharing knowledge, and building better training strategies.
That's the idea. It accelerates the adoption of XR training throughout the whole industry.
Which ultimately helps solve that workforce shortage we were talking about.
It does. It makes the industry more attractive to new talent and ensures that everyone is trained to the highest standards.
And speaking of high standards, we can't forget about safety. It's paramount in aviation. So how does XR help improve safety protocols?
Well, it does it through immersive simulations. XR allows aviation professionals to experience realistic scenarios, even emergency situations, all in a safe virtual environment.
So they can practice responding to system failures, emergency landings, things like that.
Exactly. Things that would be impossible or far too dangerous to do in the real world. It's like a flight simulator, but not just for pilots. It's for everyone involved in keeping those planes flying safely.
So they can learn the correct procedures, practice their responses, all without any real risk.
Exactly. It's like building muscle memory for emergency situations. It improves decision-making under pressure and leads to better preparedness overall.
And that leads to higher safety standards across the board.
It does. By allowing people to practice and learn from these simulated events, XR is playing a huge role in creating a culture of safety in the aviation industry.
It's fascinating stuff. And it's not just theory. There are people out there actively working on this, like Billy Webb, the Senior Director of Business Development at Mass Virtual.
Oh, yes, Billy Webb. He has a very impressive background, really relevant to this field. He spent over 30 years in the military, then worked in leadership roles in aviation.
So he brings a lot of experience to the table.
He does. At Boeing, he focused on programs for the Army, special operations, and even NASA. So he knows all about complex operations and the need for effective training.
And now at Mass Virtual, he's on the cutting edge of using XR to solve those challenges we've been talking about.
It's a great example of how the industry is moving forward. It's all connected. You know, the demand for air travel, the need for skilled workers, the rise of these incredible technologies like XR. It's an exciting time to be following the aviation industry.
It really is. So let's do a quick recap of what we've covered today. We started by talking about the challenges facing the aviation industry, the shortage of maintenance technicians, and the skyrocketing costs of training.
Right. We saw how traditional training methods are falling short, not preparing people adequately for the demands of the job.
And then we explored XR as a powerful solution, more engaging, more effective, and ultimately more cost-efficient. It helps airlines save money, improves training outcomes, and enhances safety.
We talked about how it allows for repetitive practice, which leads to better skills and greater confidence. And we also saw how XR promotes collaboration across the industry, with airlines, MROs, and regulators all working together to develop better training strategies.
And for you, the listener, this all means a safer, more efficient air travel experience. It's about having a highly skilled and well-prepared workforce that can keep up with the demands of this rapidly growing industry.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, what other innovations are out there? As the demand for air travel continues to rise and technology keeps advancing, what other solutions will emerge to help the aviation industry thrive in the future? It's a question worth pondering. There's so much potential for growth and innovation in this field.
Thanks for listening to our deep dive into XR and aviation. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
Until then.